Welcome to everyone. So before going into the book, we have been introduced a yoga, and there are like few questions has been raised about that. So something about the yoga, and like there is generally, like we know yoga, like there is this word yoga, and actually the word is yoga. And from yoga, what we understand is one limb of the yoga. Like one limb of them is asana in Patanjali yoga. And definition of that asana is sthir sukh asanam, means in the posture where your body can be for the longest time, that is the posture for you. And why? Because Patanjali Patanjali has like ends yoga in samadhi, it's yam, niyam, asan, third, and then pranayam, pratyahar, dharana, and then dhyan, meditation, and samadhi. Like that is the whole, everything about yoga. And generally, I think it's in 10th century or 11th century, somebody called Gorakh, and he took only one limb of that asana, and probably that time it was needed, because like if we imagine 11th century India and like anywhere, because in 11th century we even didn't have bicycles, like the kind of like all the things, they came in 18th century. Even bicycle came in 18th century, not before that. So of course, like if you can imagine the, I tell you one story, because I have a friend, German friend, and one time we decided to travel, in a car around Pune, and I and him was traveling, and we were going to village, and people were kind of playing cards, and nobody kind of like, and this German, German background, saying, whole India is sitting, nobody is working. I don't know how this country, how this country can manage, So, in 11th century, of course, people in India, because agriculture is the base, and also there is no canal, no facility to give water. So everything is on the guard, you just go and plow and put seed, and if God bring rain, then there is enough seed to eat, otherwise not. So of course everyone will be sitting, like that. So for that kind of society, this was very useful, probably to initiate into some action, so that people can be little active. And then from that, and taken from that, and then introduced to very, very active society, who is already active, The reason was so that people can be active. And now it's introduced to very, very active people. And what is happening there, Jayaji was reading a report to me, that since, I think, year 2000, you know, in America, like a pill which makes you sleep, you know, 60%, like, it's 60% more people are buying that pill. Now, that means yoga has done the job, but is not allowing you to sleep, you know, somehow. And another, in this report, she was saying that people kind of, you know, in their, like, sleeping clothes, found driving car and, with, like, wake up and found themselves driving. And, you know, like, cooking. And in the morning, they think, you know, who came to my, like, you know, who littered my, you know, like in the morning, they even could not realize. So, like, in one way, this pill is working to sleep, to make them sleep. But because of the yoga, you know, activity, all the cells of body, they are not actually, you know. Like, what is happening, that all the cells of body, they are not actually, you know. They, like, somewhere you are sleeping, and somewhere you are not sleeping. And, like, if we still keep on using same kind of, you know, this 11th century yoga, like, probably, you know, soon, like, the madhouses will be full of us somehow. Like, you know, this is like, we really have to think about it. Otherwise, you know, this is what is going to be, you know, soon. And probably, I think, you know, it's, so far it has not happened. You know, probably one day this person who is in charge of all these atomic powers, you know, in the night wakes up and opens the door and does something without, like, in the sleep. And we don't even read what happened, you know, like, nobody will be able to even, like, you know, this is our possibility with that yoga. So then, like, you know, like, seeing all these things, you know, there was a need to introduce some other yoga, which were also our cells can be less active, you know, like, so that the cells of the body, when you sleep, also cells of your body sleep. And, you know, if possible, that those kind of things doesn't happen. So it's actually, this yoga is to less activate you, you know, so that, like, you can be less activated and slowly... Maybe when you say, I want to sleep, also your cells of your body listen to you. Like, generally you say, I want to sleep, and they don't listen, you know. They are kind of, you know, like, you try hard. And so far I think, you know, even this medicine, like these pills, you know, is probably, like, it has gone through, like, all this, like, kind of system, you know, like, they somehow allowed it. But I think it's not working because it makes you sleep, but not your cells sleep. So somehow, you know, it's not doing its job somehow, even the pill. And probably, I think, you know, there will be no way that any medicine can make your cells sleep, you know, unless it's anesthesia or, you know, something like, you know, that kind of drug. So we need something, some kind of, you know, reducing, like, cells capacity things, you know, to introduce. And so that maybe, like, somehow, like, you know, I'm sure that if you start, like, doing what has been introduced, 3 months you will not feel anything. You know, you will feel kind of against it because it's, your cells are very activated and still it has not formed, you know, any control over the cells. So you will feel kind of discomfort from it. But, like, if you keep on continuing, you know, beyond the 3 months, then maybe in 1 year, you know, you find some change, like, you know, like, in change in relationship between your cells and you. And maybe if you continue more, you know, then I think, you know, it will be, like, helpful when you want to, when you say to your body, I want to sleep, maybe it allows you to sleep. When you say your body wake up, now it's time to act, you know, all the cells are ready to act. So probably, you know, this is like based on this kind of thing. So of course, you know, there are certain kind of questions, you know, will be there. I really understand. So if you have any questions, please, you are welcome around this. Yeah, because like what happens because you are doing so little. Because, like, okay, yeah, like this yoga was introduced, and then some people have some questions, so yeah.
What kind of yoga did I miss?
Did I miss?
What kind of yoga? Maybe I was thinking.
In the morning last week, yeah.
Will produce beneficial results, and more so than others.
More
so than another routine of exercises, another series or sequence of exercises. For instance, I do mostly Shivananda. And I was here the other morning. And I have practiced.
No, I don't know this Shivananda, you know, like, you know, because I have not gone through books, you know, to introduce this, so I don't know that, you know, so I cannot say it's superior or inferior, you know, like I know the results of that, you know, by, like, so I can say that it's good, but I cannot say that it's superior or inferior, you know, for that, you know, I have to really. Yeah, like, you know, do that and that kind of thing, yeah.
You've only done
these.
We're calling it Ajaya
Yoga. Yeah.
So those are the only asanas that you have?
Yeah, not only because, like, I feel, you know, like, doing less asana, it's very important. Otherwise, you know, it's like if you do more, then it will be activating yourself, which is kind of against what you are trying to. You are trying to rest, and then rest is not happening. You are trying to meditate, and because of this, meditation is not happening. So, you know, pro to that. Yeah.
A year ago, and even longer, there was like there's been a different set of exercises, and now a change to this, we've been practicing it for 5 days, but it's actually a longer set and actually more physical. So, just how does that relate to what you're saying about doing this? Doing more.
Probably, like, you know, they are not like activating, you know. Somehow they are less activating, you know, like these cells. So there is like a like when you speak to you are also heard. Like generally when you speak, like generally like we see speaking our body and body is not listening. Like, you know, because of too much activating all the cells, you know, because body is not like only one body, you know. There are so many cells which also have to listen your command. And generally, because of being so much activated, because of living very, very active life, you know, all the cells, they are like even more alert than you, you know. Like somehow they are more alert than you. And then you say something and they don't listen somehow. So it's like a probably, you know, like, you know, this is reducing, you know, like the alertness of the cells. Yeah, effect is reduction. Yeah. Yes.
When you have to breathe out 5 minutes, at the end where you do the breathing out loudly for 5 minutes, after about 30 seconds, I think I feel like I'm going to faint.
No?
It's not that you hold it out. No, just. No.
Yeah, if you can. You feel faint?
Yeah. So I've already been doing like 2 minutes.
Yeah. So it's good to do like less, you know. Like it's not like this is kind of base, you know. It's not like the final, you know, script. Like you have to make your own script on top of this. So not to understand that this is like the final script. You know, this is like some base. And the final script will come when your heart is also like, you know. And your heart is free to, like, you are free to make changes, you know, like according to your, you know, need. Yeah, I think they will be on paper, no? Yeah. They will be soon on paper, yeah. Yeah. Conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think also doing yoga, you will be stopping conditioning, of yourself, maybe not your mind. Like it's like more on the body level, physical level, stopping conditioning of the body. That's why, like I'm saying, like, you know, the day you feel that you are, you know, this is being a conditioning, then that day is better to stop. Yes, please. Can you speak loudly, please?
Yeah, why we are giving the asana just for a few moments, why is it so fast? It's like usually what I know about yoga, what they told me is like to keep the asana as more as possible. But in this case, you say the asana just a little bit, a few breaths.
Yeah, I think, you know, like if you want to make body very active, then asanas has to be like, you know, longer time. And because, like, I feel that our bodies are already active, you know, already hyperactive, you know. So we have to do kind of antidote, like, you know, reverse. Like you are saying that, like when you do more yoga.
When I say more yoga, in the posture.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that my mind and my body are reaching more stillness.
Mm-hmm.
Quietness.
Uh huh. And like you do, like you are saying, you do more asana, or you are staying in more asana more.
More time.
Like, you know, in one asana you stay more, then this happens, or when you practice asana more. Like, yeah. So the, you know, that is for sure. You know, like if you stay in one asana longer, you know, certainly, you know, like your mind will be more quiet. Yeah.
Actually, you're suggesting not to stay too much, because if you stay too much, then the body is activated too much. So
no, I'm saying not to do too much, you know. I'm not asking not to. Like if you are staying in one kind of posture, you know, longer is better. Yeah. But like activating, you know, is not better. Yes, please.
If our lifestyles, obviously, on a 35-day retreat here, are different than maybe when we are working.
Yeah.
But this is something that would be helpful in different levels of activity during our day.
Like you know, in your daily life, you want to bring this 35-day retreat? Yeah, I think, you know, from this, like if you just, because, you know, I don't know about your life outside. So if you see, you know, like about your life outside, and now you know also your life here in 35 days. And you also know that there are, like, you know, in this setting, there are times which you enjoy, like those things you enjoy, and there are times which you don't enjoy. So if this not enjoying times, if that can be like your working time, you know, there, and enjoying time, you know, here, can be like your practicing time there, you know, I think that way it can work.
Is there a difference in the sense of, like, it's helpful to activate more if our life is requiring us to be more active?
Yeah, like it will, you know, like you will be kind of, you know, contained. So then you can, like, from a contained place, you know, you can act more and also less. It's like, this is more to, so that your body can listen to you, you know. Generally, like, you know, this is the, like, general complaint that we say that my body is not listening to me, you know. I want to sleep, and then it doesn't allow me to go to sleep, you know. So generally, like, for that, you know, for this complaint, you know. The body?
Because presently,
yeah.
My body feels quite soft.
Yeah.
The mind is not.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That is like, you know, through the meditation, you know. Like, because now body has become soft. So I think, you know, slowly mind will also become soft. But also the meditation, you know, like, that will work there, you know. That will influence the mind to become quiet.
Mind is what's overstimulated, or propelled kind of by its habit to go.
So, but I think, you know, for that you need meditation, you know, like.
Not so much the asana.
Not so much the asana. Because to act on mind, you know, is like more from the meditation. Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say that some amount of asana can actually be helpful for resting?
For resting,
because,
yes.
Because the body, after a certain amount of activity, after a certain amount of activity,
mm-hmm.
will just naturally want
to, rest. Yeah. Yeah. Like some, you know, so that I agree. So there is, I think, some amount of asana, you know, in this yoga.
Which yoga?
What we have been introduced. There is
I haven't been introduced because I...
So I think, you know, like you will read on the...
Is there a chance that there can be another...
I think, yeah. No, okay. So, like... It will be posted soon, so you will read. Yeah. Yes, please.
Sun salutation?
Sun,
And I wonder, can you tell anything about how this, what kind of effect it has on the body?
And like how many times you do this?
Sometimes three, sometimes six.
Sometimes three, sometimes six. Yes, I think, you know, three will be okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then reducing, you know, like two, from three to two. Three times is okay, but like later, like it. When your meditation grows, maybe you feel like doing it two times. You know.
These asanas are good for the rest of the body, and the meditation is good for the rest of the mind.
Yeah.
But isn't these asanas good for the meditation?
You know, because this makes like a, you know, body rest. But, you know, that doesn't mean that also mind will rest. Like it's, you know, so many things. So like the asanas will make like body rest, but maybe mind is not resting. So we need like a kind of combination, you know. Like somehow... Like, you know, our mind and our bodies are not in the similar kind of frequency, you know. They have different frequency. So this is why maybe, like, we need both, you know. Like. Yes, please. Yeah, I think, you know. No, I think walking, you know, gently, you know, like sometimes walking is not walking, it's like running, you know. So if you are walking gently, you know, that is helpful. Dancing is also very, very helpful, you know. Like.
My experience at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that helps like calm down, yeah.
Is to activate it.
Yeah, like you know, less active, you know. Like, you know, when you are walking, actually like, you know, you have been busy all the day. So somehow like all the cells are activated very much. And then when you are walking slowly, so then they have to come to catch this walk, slow down. So somehow like they slow down.
How much asana do you consider to be too much? Measure it in terms of time. How much time?
I think, you know, this will depend on from person to person, you know, different. And also, like, you know, you will feel like if you can sleep, you know, this is my measure, that if you can, like, you know, you want to sleep, and if you sleep, then, you know, there is no difficulty in your body and mind. And if you cannot, then you have to watch, you know. You really have to watch. Maybe you are activating too much.
Yeah. I wonder about the sport, because I didn't understand the And I never have any problem with sleep, only the problem that I sleep too much.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, so then that means, you know, it's not too much for, you know, because you like, you know, you do and then get tired. Like in sports, you know, generally, like, you know, it's like a not exercise, you know, it's more like a kind of, you know, like you really have to run, you know, very much. So then, like, all the cells are tired and then you sleep. Yeah. But actually, like, you know, in the asanas, actually, like we somehow activate, you know, because asana, you know, is like not like running, you know, you are not, your cells are not tired. They are like more awake. Then?
That's my experience. When there's too much prana in the subtle body through the cell, then you won't sleep. If we can gauge when it's time to rest, like just doing a small amount,
So, yeah, like, you know, but I think, you know, like, it's not everyone feels prana, you know, in this body exercise. Like, you know, there is possibility to feel prana, but actually prana you know, prana will also allow you to, like, you know, after, you know, like, to go to in a kind of meditative state, and then sleep will also happen. So prana will not be a problem. Like, if prana is activated by the exercises, then it's not a, like, problem. No, yeah, just...
I mean, I think it probably could be a problem if there's too much, and if it's done in a certain way, that, like...
Because, like, activating prana, I think also somewhere you know meditation. So then that activation can go in meditation, kind of, which is already a very, very relaxing state, even if you don't sleep, you know. Like, you really get very relaxed. Like, you know, what you are describing, it's like really, like, very, very relaxing state, but also aware, very, very aware. I think so, yeah. You don't find this?
Personally, no.
Huh?
Not for me.
Yeah, not for you, but, like, you know.
Very often I fall asleep even before my head hits the pillow.
Yeah, so I think, you know. And you are not a Westerner, you are a Easterner.
And I've gone through periods, like in the last 5 months in India, where I've done hardly any yoga at all. And it's not made any difference at all to the quality of
life. Yeah. So, you know, like, certainly you know the way. You know? Like, you have not allowed through the practices to really activate. So the cells are not listening to you somehow.
For somebody who is not at all active, do you recommend or not to do this and ask them if yes?
do I recommend to practice this yoga?
For somebody who is not active?
Uh-huh. Like somebody who is not like very active.
Yeah,
I will recommend, you know, that person sleep as much as can.
And that already does that.
Huh?
Somebody
already does that. More sleep.
And no asana?
No asana, yeah. Because there are like people like Lao Tzu, you know, Lao Tzu. So there is a way from him also that you can sleep and get realized. So there is a chance for, you know, 24 hours. Like, you know, he was the laziest person, you know, I think, you know, who became realized, you know. So he gives like chance for even those people, you know. So that means I'm allowed to go in the book.
Mm-hmm. Jaya was saying that a big part of what these asanas do is like help negativities that get stuck.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Yeah,
loose
and kind of getting out, you know, letting it out. Yeah.
So it's just through practicing these exercises that this will happen by itself?
Yeah, like slowly, you know, not to, like this is why I'm saying, you know, not to expect results, you know, in like till 3 months, you know, not expect anything. Yeah. And after that, you know, you slowly can expect.
Can that effect on negativity, is that specific to these asana, or can that, will that effect happen from other things?
Also other things, but also from these asana.
Yeah. And what about Tai Chi or Qigong? What's your opinion?
Yeah, I think, you know, that is also good. Yeah. So I think last time book was saying that if you are doing practices, your practices, being attached to something, then it's not like a healthy way of practicing. You know, you shouldn't make any attachment to your goal, but keep on practicing. And last time he was like this state beyond the subtlest form. He was talking that is like he was using word Shiva, and still now continuing from there, he's saying Shiva anya tu aham ev anya prathak bhavam vivarjayet yah Shiva sah aham ev itihi advaitam bhavayet sada. And saying that, you know, you have reached this state of Shiva, and there will be this moment of recognition that you know, I am brought up to Shiva state. And he's saying that really here you have to be careful about I, because that will make separation, because you say I am brought up to this Shiva state, rather than saying this, you can really dissolve in the Shiva state, so that even very little I is not there. And when like this whole I is melted into Shiva, then that is the place where you can make your home. No, you can be like this is where your home should be, he's saying, not in this feeling of I am realizing Shiva, but being Shiva, like feeling Shiva, not separate from you, should be your home. Advait bhavana yukta sarvatra atmani sansthita sarvagam sarvadehastam pasyati atra na sansaya. And once you spread in this what he is calling Shiva, then then because you are in a kind of connected place, so then like all the body feels your body, like you feel everywhere and everyone is kind of you, and there is no difference. And also like what he's saying, and also is not like a conclusion, you know, it's not like a, because you have thought and this is a conclusion. He's saying like there will be no doubt about your realization, because it's not like a conclusion, but it's something you have seen. And because you have seen, then it's not like that one day you think I am in everybody, and second day you think I'm only in me, you know. He's saying like, you know, that kind of thing will not happen. And he's using again word like pasyat, you know, like you feel like seeing this, you see it, is not like a imagining or conclusion. एवं एकात्म भावेन संस्थितस्य तु योगिनः सर्वज्ञत्वं प्रवर्तेत विकल्प रहितस्य च. And like he using word yogina means all the people who were able to make association, make yoga. All of them live in this state, you know. They are functioning from this state and sarva gyatvam pravartayet. Like living there, making home there, what is available to you is possibility to know about everything without any like without any doubt, you know, without any like this, knowing is like knowing, seeing, you know, like you see, know at the same time. So there is no possibility to be it something else. Yah asho sarvesu sastresu पठ्यते हि अजह ईश्वरः अकायः निर्गुणः हि आत्मा स अहम् अस्मि न संशयः. एंड सो फार इन द स्क्रिप्चर्स व्हाट यू हैव रेड दैट लाइक माय नेचर इज लाइक नॉट being born, so that you realize today, like he's saying that what so far you have read in the books is in front of your eyes, you know, it's like you, it's not like reading from the book, but actually also you see that and you feel that nothing affects, like all the forms, they don't affect any, like, you know, even like in that all forms can be and is not a problem for that, you know, like it's not like a, you don't feel that like this creation and is something different than this, you know, like it's also in that, all the creation is in that and aham asmi nasansaya. And also, there is a place for you also to be, you know, like also you exist, not as ego, but something else. And all the creation, you know, there is like your house is so much spacious that you welcome everything, you know, like somehow, like before your house has been that, you know, you say, only my relatives can come. No, because there is not enough rooms, and now you have enough rooms, so then anybody comes, you know, everyone is welcome there, because it's so spacious, it's so big. So saying that, aham, also you know, you as you means not as ego, but as, because you, like somebody is feeling that, and this is not a problem, like now, like to say that I feel this, it's not a problem because it's not taken over by the ego, because it's like a feeling. If you don't exist, you know, who will report? So saying like, you also feel that all the reporting is coming through me, but this me is not a problem, you know. This me is like a very, very like, it's very inviting, you know. It's not against anything, because the other me was against, you know, everything, you know, like, you know, if many, many things. And this me is not against anything. It's welcoming to all. And also, somehow you are in a house which is so big that anybody can be there. So it's like very good feeling place, good feeling and welcoming place to be. Maybe we can sit quietly for a few minutes.